cara. Yeah. You can probably start talking anytime you like.
Alright, episode 14, the three-way, the threesome, the orgy. We got coming in from Xi'an, Nanjing, and Shanghai. Tonight, obviously me, the host, the hammer, I'm here. We've got the loose man, loose team, that's one. He's been beamed in from Xi'an.
No, I'm basically... yeah, whatever.
Well, you said Xi'an. And we've got the pusher. The pusher and the pusher
is them. That's right. We've just had a lovely feed of Indonesian deliciousness.
Mmm. Fair enough.
And some apple pie.
Anyway, we've got a lot to get through tonight. A lot of things on the plate. So I think tonight we'll kick it off probably with the drinks break. Dina,
massive one here.
Massive. Dean, could you run us through what's coming up, man?
Hang on. What do you mean massive? Massive what? Who's massive?
not your circus, apparently. But anyway.
So he claims. That's why he's called Circus. He's a freaking clown.
Yeah. All right.
You're listening, Circus. Keep it in your pants, would you?
The Circus freak.
So, come on, Luke, man. Tell us what's coming up.
Go through chronologically, shall we?
Social agenda.
Starting Thursday.
I'm not going to do what I did last week and rattle off the internet. I'm just going to do this ad lib. I'm ad libbing here, guys.
Dangerous.
Thursday. What's happening Thursday?
What happens every Thursday?
Oh, drinks, yeah, drinks. Get amongst it. Get involved. Get down there. Wear your blazer and get down to the Big Bamboo, guys and girls and geishas. I was there last weekend. It was good. We were actually drinking out of the President's Trophy there at
That's
one stage,
right.
Weren't we?
What brought that on?
Oh, I think just random looseness.
Mm.
It was quite good. Yeah, sharing my heebie-jeebies with fellow bashers, so... Wonderful. If you want to share heebie-jeebies and drink out of the President's Trophy, get down to the Big Bamboo every Thursday night from when? 8 o'clock? 8:30. Get there.
8:30 after training. What night is the Million Dollar Tree Quiz?
Easy, would you? Woo up. Friday, One Wellness Gym and Bashers and the Nillion... Tree Project.
A million trees.
Presents the environmentally friendly Bashers Quiz.
Oh. Hey. So,
guys, it'd be massive.
Neil, have you got some environmentally friendly questions? Like, is it all going to be about the environment?
Well, not all of them, but there is going to be a section which the Million Tree Girls are helping us with. We're going to talk to Heather a bit later. See if we can drag a clue or two out of her.
I heard that...
Because we've obviously got no clue.
Okay. I heard because it's like a natural thing that you're going to have a farting contest as one of the sections in there. Is that true?
Well, I don't know if that's carbon neutral, actually.
You talk enough gas anyway, don't you, Katie?
Oh, whatever. All right, move on. What else? Bash's family night.
Massive night. One Wellness Gym, that's actually opposite where the Bashers train. So opposite San He Hua Yuan there. It's on Yanping Lu, if you haven't come down. Near Wu Ding Lu. It's just over the back of Jing'an Si. It's a great location. It's a carbon neutral friendly gym, only one in Asia. So it's really fitting for the night. Tell your mates, and let's make this one the biggest one.
Out on the balcony there.
Oh, it's fantastic. Great terrace. We'll have the big screen up. Cheap drinks. We'll have the Just Beer drinks going there for 25 Rambos a head, a night. Oh, nice. A drink. Give me a drink. Where's my drink? I said, give me a drink, woman. And there'll be wine for the girls and bubbles and all that kind of jazz. So that's Friday night, which is the warm-up the day after.
Oh, what happens then? Tell us.
Which is... Bash's Family Fun Day 2009.
Oh, get out of there.
Yeah, so bring your Speedos. We'll probably have a pool up there. I don't know how hot it's going to be. Bloody freezing today.
I've got one question about this Family Bashers Day. Yeah. I noticed that there was some cricket in there, but it looks like a very limited... there's not going to be much cricket, right? It's like only 15 over game.
Well, if it gets to that...
Listen, Hamish, this day is about giving back to our long-suffering better halves and AEs and girlfriends and wives and kids. We've got to put them on the pedestal for this day.
Oh, well, the kids will be they'll be able to sit out there and watch a bit of leg spin. They'll learn something, too.
So. Do you reckon...
Learn not to bowl like you.
Do you reckon they could get together a Geisha's team?
Oh, well, I think they could. They probably could. I think, the Geisha's versus the second division team, the pleasure, it could be a good game.
Probably the only chance you'll ever get for a fire for Hamish.
Oh, only chance for us getting a win. But anyway, we'll get to that later in the lumberjack. Anything else, Dino?
You'll have to help me out. I think that's about it. On the immediate horizon, I mean, let's really focus on these events, guys. This week, it's
probably the biggest weekend of the year, really.
That's absolutely. Huge. So spread the word. Let's drag people down to the quiz on Friday night who haven't come. And then on Saturday for the Family Day, guys, get on the blog and voice your support. We need to really drum this up. We need to know numbers for catering, for Pierce, for the rest. So get on there, get involved, get amongst it and stay loose.
And put your vote in for if you want the tailor to come Friday night or Saturday. For those of you who don't have blazers yet, he will be at the premises. We haven't yet determined whether that will be on Friday or Saturday, so we need your vote on that.
Okay, lovely.
Yes. He only comes on one day.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Right. A bit like Katie.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, why do you think I was a few minutes late there, boys? Alright, come on.
30 seconds.
Alright, come on. Moving right along.
Alright, so while we're on the talking about this quiz this week, I think we'll give Heather from the Nillion Tree Project a bit of a call. Let's see if we can round her up. So I think there's some excellent questions, fellas.
Pusher, are you there, Pusher?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm here. Get the questions out of you.
I reckon we need subtitles for Pusher. Subtitles on the radio, how's that going to work?
Morse code, get someone to do Morse code for him, mate.
Dot, stroke, stroke, dot. Sounds like Hamish's innings, dot, stroke.
Can I always...
stroke, stroke.
Hi.
Right, this is Bird Shit.
How are you doing, Bird Shit?
I'm not... Not bad. With a whole bunch of riffraff from all around the country.
Great.
We just thought we'd give you a call because I think it's time that our listeners got to know about you a bit more. So,
all right.
So, who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I am the manager of the Million Tree Project, which the Bashers Cricket Club is supporting this week at Environmental Trivia. And would you like me to talk a little bit about the project?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's just assume that our listeners are all pretty stupid. And so let's just start at the beginning. What is the Million Tree Project?
Hey, that's not fair. We have someone in the team with horticultural experience, guys.
What's that? All right, so the Million Tree Project is our... carbon offset and reforestation project up in Inner Mongolia. And our aim is to plant 1 million trees by 2014. Mm-hmm. And we've actually already planted 200,000 trees in the 3 years since the project has been going on.
And what's the deadline?
The deadline, 2014 is our goal for the first million. And then we'll go for two.
Heather, could I ask what sort of trees have you got out there? Pine, remu?
We plant hybrid poplars, and we plant them because they're native to the region. Poplars are, and they sequester a lot of carbon dioxide. They grow really fast and don't need a lot of water, which is good because it's pretty desertified up there.
And And within the next 20 years, what sort of wildlife do you think that sort of forest would attract?
Yeah, the actually, when we were up there last April, we saw a bird's nest in one of the trees, which is a really good sign. They're, animals are starting to come.
Oh, the bird's nest. We've been there. all right, and then so, what do people do? How much do these trees cost?
One tree is 25 RMB, so it's very affordable. Everyone can participate in the project.
And that's the same as what the beer will cost on Friday night. Isn't that a coincidence?
Yeah, so you should buy a tree along with a beer.
That sounds like a good deal. In buying a tree, what does that achieve? Like, what happens?
What happens once you buy a tree?
Yeah.
We will use the 25 RMB to pay for the sapling, to pay the farmers to plant the trees, to pay for maintenance costs, and we'll go up there in April. And we love to take volunteers with us. If anyone wants to come plant their own trees, we'll go in April and plant with the local farmers.
Okay, and what does that actually achieve? What does the tree do? What do we get out of
that? Oh, what does the tree do?
Yeah.
The tree does many great things. It sequesters carbon dioxide, so it takes out of the air some of the pollution that we're putting in it with, you know, daily human activities. And it also helps with desertification. It holds the topsoil down, so the desert won't expand as quickly. It makes the land fertile again so that the farmers can use it to plant their crops, which they do. They intercrop our trees with their own vegetables. And the trees act as shields in sandstorms, that are a result of the desertification.
They also make not bad cricket bats, but that's only the English willow.
No, you can't make cricket bats out of our trees.
Oh, okay.
You don't like to chop them, don't
you? So Katie, he once played a tree in the theatre, back in his theatre days.
Oh,
that was
cool.
It was his big thespian moment.
Oh, he did.
Yes.
Yeah. So, on stage musical up here in Nanjing.
That sounds like a great role.
Well, it was a bit more difficult than you'd think.
What was involved in that?
A lot of standing.
Which is something that he has trouble with a lot of the time.
Anyway,
vertical.
Have we got any other questions? Pusher?
Yeah. So these guys can get their money ready for Friday. Why don't you tell them roughly how many trees an individual has to buy every year to be carbon neutral?
How many trees to be carbon neutral?
Yeah, roughly for an individual living in Shanghai.
Well, they say that the average Chinese individual living in China needs to plant 5 trees a year. I would think that the expat community needs to plant a little more, probably because there's a little more travel. I think it depends how much you travel for work, for fun.
Domestic flight in China, that would be roughly how many trees?
It would be 2 trees. Round trip from Shanghai to Beijing, you could offset with 2 trees. So just 50 RMB.
So if Lucy's flying 3 or 4 times a week, that's 8 trees.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving about 600 kilometers a day, I'd be very expensive. Anyway.
Yeah, that would be.
But I think the point is that 25 RMB on top of your plane ticket really isn't expensive.
No, it's not expensive, and it's the right thing to do. It's very important.
Right, so if someone does want to buy a tree, how do they go about it, apart from coming along on Friday, obviously?
Yeah, coming out on Friday is the best way to support it. But besides that, you can contact me, or you can check out our website, mtpchina.org, and that has all of the information about how to buy a tree.
And I'd recommend you go and have a look at that website. There's a link on the Bash's site, if you can't remember, mtpchina.org.
Heather, how many trees for a forest?
2,000 trees make a forest. And If an individual or an organization plants 2,000 trees, then we'll put the coordinates up on Google Earth and send them to you so you can see the exact location of your forest.
Heather, I've got a question. If one of the trees falls in the forest but no one's there to hear it, that was so terrible. Sorry about that. Moving on.
Then go away from your movie in peace.
That's a question that even the Million Tree Project manager can't answer, unfortunately.
So this is a great thing you're doing. Whose idea was it? Because it's a bloody good idea.
Actually, one of our board members and our director, Tori Zwizler, came up with this idea with Jane Goodall when she was visiting China several years ago.
Right. Are we going to see this person on Friday?
Jane Goodall?
No. Well, I don't...
Tori's coming, isn't she?
Oh, the person who thought of it?
Yeah.
Yes. Tori, the director, will definitely be there. So
she likes her wine.
And she started Shanghai Roots and Shoots 10 years ago.
Okay, cool. Well, how many teams are you going to? How many Roots and Shoots teams are we going to have?
I'm not sure about that, but we're going to bring as many people as we can and do our best at the environmental trivia.
All right. Well, excellent. We're really looking forward to it. It's a big weekend for us.
Yeah.
And
thanks for calling, and
we'll see you Friday.
See you on Friday. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Heather.
See you, Heather.
All right.
We need to take out a decent battery now, Heather.
It could make you wonder why, but why wonder why? Wonder. I'm green, little blue fine. It's beautiful, and I think it's what I want
to
be.
All right, so moving on to the Night Watchman now. Well, there's been a lot of cricket action, but let's look forward to the future. Of course, in amongst all that massive weekend that we just heard about coming up, there's also a bit of cricket on. Starting Saturday morning before Concubines Day, the Business have a match.
That's right, they are playing where are they playing?
The Hot Dogs, mate. That's the great
They're playing now, right? They're playing the Hot Dogs.
That's assuming that they don't chicken out again.
Right.
So that'll be a big match. And hopefully they can knock them over nice and early so we can get on with it.
And then following that, on Sunday, a working day for some people in this town because, you know, the October holiday.
Yeah, no such thing as a holiday in this country.
You can't give too many days off, so you got to make them up on the weekends.
No, blind side.
So, yeah, that's a pleasure match. It's in the afternoon, though. So,
it's in the afternoon. It starts at 1:30. It's versus the Hard Dogs.
Hard.
And the less said about that one, the better.
Yeah, I think so.
And we've also got, we would be amiss if we didn't mention that next month, after the interminably long holiday season ends, we've got some K2 matches. The 11th, Business is playing, the Sunday, the 11th of October. And the following Sunday, Pleasure up against K2. And then the following weekend, 23rd, 24th, 25th, of course, is the Shanghai International Coca-Cola Invitational Cricket Sixes in Shanghai. The 11th year in a row. It will be hosted. The Bashers will have a team there.
You betcha.
As always, we will be the best-looking team at the dinner, everyone in their blazers.
That's right. So make sure you get one.
And get on to the blog if you don't have one to vote when do you want to get fitted.
Very important, that poll. Really looking forward to the results of that poll, actually.
Mm-hmm. So far, we've got three voting members, and there is some question. There's some voter fraud a la Afghanistan, so we might have to throw out the results at this point.
Okay. Controversy. Never far away. Especially with some Hot Dogs matches coming up. We can expect a bit of controversy there.
Well, let's just say it's a family day we're there. Let's just hope that the old anti-basher is not mouthing off.
Well, no, yeah, we've got
voice.
Security on standby to eject him immediately.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. I think what
Sixes?
What?
Shanghai Sixes? Were we going to mention that?
We did already.
Oh, did we? Alright, yeah. I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Who's going to win the Sixes this year? Let's do a little poll amongst ourselves. Katie?
The Shanghai Sixers?
Yeah.
I think the we will win it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kason, what do you reckon?
I think it's the Bashers.
Yeah? What about you, Pusher, mate?
Yeah. Coca-Cola team with all the ringers I've got.
Oh, really? Nice. Tell us about this, mate. Is this...
At the moment, it looks like Javed Miandad and Jonty Rhodes are going to be my ringers.
Oh.
And then I'm bringing in a couple of court guys from India that play top-level cricket. So this time, we won't be beaten by the girls.
Oh.
The last two times, we played the girls twice and lost them.
Okay. Well, now, Pusher, was that behind your batting or your bowling that you lost to the girls?
That was actually dropped in advance, so I didn't even get on the pitch.
Oh. So you couldn't even make the team that.
I was assuming managerial duties from the side.
You should fork out for Danny, mate.
Yes.
All right, so that's a bit. Another big weekend coming up, but we've got this big weekend. Massive.
As Luce would say, it's all happening.
Woodstock.
Hello.
Hello, Woodstock. How are you, mate?
How's it, mate?
You got a few minutes to run us through a lumberjack report here, mate?
Absolutely.
Well, we're talking about the weekend, Sunday. Another big weekend.
Absolutely.
We had the a pleasure match against Dulwich. Just talk us through it, mate.
Mate, it was just such a bright, sunshiny day on the way out, man. We were all just buzzing and it just all got a bit weirded out. I think what happened, I mean, after all the beers and Tuttle beers and stuff like that, what I can remember is those catches sticking in the Scoop's hands. And everybody just sort of, you know, it's happened a couple of times, and everyone just started getting this feeling that people could catch and stuff like that. So, by the time the tank came on and just started ripping things apart, the sky was bloody raining catches. So,
and
a couple of the first few overs and whatever, and then it was just on.
Did I give you a bowl? I think I did.
You did?
Yeah.
I had a bit of a bowl, but... I had a couple of overs.
Actually, I do remember you on the field, actually, using the new shoes to good effect a couple of times.
Yeah, well, look, they just work in any direction. It should have been a catch. Fair enough, it's a drop catch. That should have been flipped up. And I got so angry with the ball later on, I just fucking buried it. That worked all right. But, mate, the Bashers running around the field, all day just catching things. It was bloody brilliant. Yeah. And the tank, I mean, have we talked about him yet? I mean, he's talking about.
Well, yeah.
He was confiding to me that he thought he might have been a cricketer now. But I think he can safely say he's come of age.
He just straight bowled.
Yeah. it's the first time I've ever bowled anyone their full complement of overs.
Yeah. He just kept on going, turning.
Couldn't get the ball off him.
Fair enough, fine.
Is he still there? Is he got?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Well, you're just lapping it up, aren't you, mate?
I'm just enjoying it.
There's a few pleasure players who are pretty fair pickings to move up the order a bit, you know, for a bit of an upgrade.
Hmm. I thought we'd just reverse the order.
I played a couple up there, and like, some scary stuff sometimes. I could learn a bit. So you got to the we got to the end of the innings, which was what 98 they got.
98,
all out. Who else was there? Filthy was sharp. Bikes was there. Some normal sort of stuff. I think what it looks like is everyone's getting a lot fit, a lot more accurate, a lot more on the ball. It's got a coming of age, I reckon.
Yeah.
But
we had a new Basher, of course.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can't speak too highly of Squeaky Clean.
No.
The Filthy Phil Squeaky Clean. Oh,
yeah. Where's Squeaky from?
we just, she came with Phil.
Part of the package.
Yeah, it's a total deal. But he was trying to get into the action. I hope we find him for that, but he kept on sort of slapping down the short pitch stuff way outside the off stump.
Yeah, he's actually trying to take wickets so he could get a snog.
Was he trying to take wickets?
While we're talking about racing down at the Birdshire, has it been thoroughly explained just what you did with Squeaky Clean?
Oh, the misdirected throw.
You had to help her because she was a girl and you thought she wasn't going to be able to throw it back to the stumps. And then he said, here, give it to me. And then proceeded with the most girlish throw I have ever seen on a cricket.
Is Squeaky Clean a girl?
Halfway.
Yes, we said she came with filthy, not with loose. She's a girl.
Mate, I was on the boundary and it came, and the ball closer to me than it did the stumps.
Hilarious. Like, we must have been struggling last week for numbers, weren't we?
Well, I was a bit disorientated by just all the catching and stuff that was going on. It had me all confused, so I didn't know which way was up.
Well, I mean, this whole theory, you know, once the batting got started, I mean, there's not much to say about the batting. Apart from it, like, what speaks for itself. I mean, these two guys were out there and just kept knocking back runs.
Yeah.
And the more runs that came, I mean, you've got to be out there to get the sundries. Yeah, they've got a whole bunch of them too. But somebody's got to be out there in the middle. And these runs kept just ticking up. And I'm talking about the pusher and bugs here. And we just had less and less things, fewer and fewer things to say.
It all got a bit boring.
We didn't have any words to describe the situation. What are we supposed to say when we have a 51st wicket partnership? I think China was talking. Maiden was trying to talk it up a bit. He said, "I should be doing this, should be doing that." I said, "Fuck off! Just let them do what they're doing."
Of course, mate, you got your 50, didn't you?
That was 50 balls.
50 balls, yeah. Well, that's all right.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't believe it. That slashing first four that the pusher hit was just brilliant, just popping it straight over the top. Force, he saw it coming. I mean, the guys were like, that's what it was like.
I was aiming for the security guard.
Yeah, I mean, that brush with authority won't be up. Trying to knock out the surveillance. Watching us pretty closely, I think
we'd upset them somehow. Man, won't be invited back in a hurry.
Anyone who hasn't checked out the website so far and read Woodstock's match report there should get along and do it. It's an English lesson of note.
Match report, that's about all there is.
Well, I think so. We don't want to go too much into what happened after the match.
No, I can't remember most of it. But no, I think if you want to put it down to what was the secret, it's probably getting close to that early morning lap around the field. No, I think they just really got the everybody sensitive. You know, they got a good feel for the ground, took ownership, and away we went. Warm up more often.
Stretches. Do some stretches. Get out the old aerobics video. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Off we go. Yeah, I know you can have a big charge of that for sure.
Bit of Jane Fonda in the morning.
Yeah, a bit of Tybo. Yeah.
Some jazzercise.
Absolutely works for me.
Well, all right, mate. It's always great to have you on.
Good, mate. Good. To be a part of it, go to bashers.cc.org or whatever.
See you later, Woody.
Oh, mate,
later, mate. I'll do my own out to you, catch him.
Yeah, why not? Let's go around the wicket.
I'll start off with the ICC trophy coming up.
All right.
Predictions?
Well, you go. Oh, we go straight into predictions. I'll say that I'm going to be boring and say go with Sri Lanka because I rate them at the moment.
I would say on form, I think the Australians would be looking quite good. But South Africa, I just don't want them to win anything at the moment, but I'd say
well,
that
they never have.
Yeah, well, they haven't ever won it.
No, they haven't won any tournament.
Yeah, so I think this is their chance to get it. But the way the Aussies have been playing against England, I think they'll be pretty tough to beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I rate the Sri Lankans. I mean, there's this Angelo Matthews guy who doesn't even rank as one of their top players. You know, he's no superstar, but he's still a match winner. They've got so many guys there that are just, you know, superstars.
So, Tank, what do you think?
Have we lost him?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh.
I think it's South Africa. They've got something to prove.
Yeah, at home.
Yeah.
And as you said, they haven't won anything. So, is their number one ranking deserved?
No, it matters.
No,
it's
Bashers. Yeah. Well, yes, that's right.
Well, I don't think the Bashers have qualified for this one, though, mate.
Pusher, what's your prediction? Scotland are they in it?
Well, I don't think Scotland are in this one, mate.
Well, they're not invited.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just hope it's not Australia or England, because I watched that one day game the other day, and it was one great big yawn. So I've got to go with bird shit in this. It has to be someone like Sri Lanka, who's a bit more entertaining.
Well, the New Zealanders just smashed the Indians in a warm-up game. Yeah, they just smashed India in a warm-up game yesterday.
Yeah, now this would be one of the few times. Normally you can kind of bank on New Zealand fluking it way through to the semi-finals of these things, but I don't think they will this time.
Yeah, I don't know. They've got the players to do it, but I don't think
they'll. Yeah, I think they've lost the plot somewhere a bit.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, what else is happening in world cricket news? I read today, Flintoff recalls Ashes booze cruise. What lazy journalism, man. They're just dragging up old stuff
from
the past.
4 years ago?
Yeah. I think he's got a book out or something and they're grandstanding for him. So I've had enough of Flintoff. That's boring. Yes. Next.
Have the West Indies got their shit together yet?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening in the West Indies.
I think they've still got old Floyd Reefer captaining, so I guess that means that they still haven't come to an agreement with their players.
So does that mean that they're out of this ICC tournament?
No, they're in. They have to be in there. That's why they're sending all these, you know, construction workers and part-time teachers.
Well, it'll be good. That will actually add a little bit of flavour to what could be just another boring cricket tournament.
Yes, it's the only good thing to come out of this fiasco, the fact that there is someone captaining a test side at the moment called Floyd Reefer.
Floyd Reefer. And he's from West Indies.
Yeah. They've just completely lost the plot over there. I think they just really need to kick up the bums.
Instead of passing the ball around, just supposed to be passing the dude.
Oh. Great. What else? So, what else is happening in the cricketing world? I guess Australia just beat England 4-1 in the one-day series.
6-1, annihilation.
Oh, 6-1, was it?
Sent the English packing.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see a clean sweep in some ways. Cause
what do you think about that schedule? I mean, like, after such a grueling Ashes tour, a 7 one-day series is a bit over the top, I think. I think even the biggest cricket fans, I think it must have been getting pretty tough at the end for the players and the fans. I mean, it's a long, long series there.
Yeah.
Well, they had to make it long because they needed to give England a chance to win at least one game.
But you always knew that was going to happen. If they won the test, they probably weren't putting much into this.
No. But, you know, you brought up the booze cruise from last time, but I haven't heard any good stories from this time.
Oh, they were told to keep quiet and not celebrate.
Well, that's
bullshit. Yeah.
That's just not cricket.
No, it's not cricket.
Big fines for that, unbachelorite behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're our first win of the season the weekend, and Jesus, you'll be reading about that in the papers.
So that'll be good for drinks nights and the weekends to come. We'll be able to see a bit of one-day cricket, but it's a knockout tournament, right? So it doesn't last long.
Yeah, no, they've kind of got the formula a bit better. It doesn't drag on like some of them have in the past for the couple of months. It's all pretty short, sharp. But that's something that has been brought up. I think Martin Crowe is heading a bit of a committee to try and reinvigorate the test game. And they're talking about a new structure for test matches, which is basically a knockout tournament type of thing.
But Martin Crowe also was the idiot that tried to make up Cricket Max with four stumps. And remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and he fucked that up. So how's he gonna do this?
Yeah, and he could score 8 runs or something.
Oh yeah, 12 into the max zone.
Oh, the max zone. That's right. Was it one hand, one bounce as well?
No, it wasn't one hand, one bounce. But yeah, I think he's toiled with changing the format of the game and not been successful. So I think he should just stick to that. What is it? Hair plugs or hair growing thing that he's into.
But it's an interesting idea. The idea being that you know, no matter what's happening in the series, every test match counts for something. So I think that's the idea. But they're also suggesting that it might not be long before we see day-night test matches.
Oh,
they've got some sort of special pink dye to go in the balls.
No, that's not on.
You don't think?
No, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's back. Yeah, people, you know, think they need to do that.
No. All right, moving on. I'm your pusher, mate. I'm your
pusher, mate. I'm your pusher, mate. All right, very special guest here in the Pusher's Den tonight. The Pusher, we just wanted to ask you a little bit, mate. We always give Kasem a bit of a hard time about North American cricket. What's going on up in Scotland at the moment?
Scottish cricket's in fine fettle.
Is it?
Yes. More people play cricket in Scotland than rugby. For one very good reason. You can, all the cricket clubs don't have to be 18 years of age to drink it.
Oh, really?
So it's one of the few places you go as an underage drinker and get hammered without any fear of prosecution. And that's how the clubs recruit players.
That's an interesting loophole.
That is a brilliant marketing ploy there.
That is.
Yeah.
All right,
there's no harm finding people to play, they just can't play very well.
Hmm. Yeah, how the national side, they had a bit of a slump over the last year.
They've gone from bad to worse since Peter Drennan left. He was quite a good coach.
Yeah, good old Drennan. What happened there? That was a bit controversial in the end, wasn't it?
Fell out with the players. There was talk about a player's wife involved. And I'm not so sure.
Well, let's not go there.
Don't want to go down that road.
No, but what about the ladies? How are they going?
Ladies are playing in England now, beating the English counties quite regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to getting back out here again.
In the Women's Counties League,
yeah,
are they?
Yes. They're doing pretty well. I mean, obviously, what helped them was coming out here and beating the Bashers.
Yes, that's right.
They realised they could take on the world's best.
It didn't seem to help the Bashers very much.
He still got the cricket bat again.
Oh, I wasn't there that day. Don't know where I was.
The Scottish Brits, how many years have they played at the Sixes?
I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Was it just the one time, right?
Yeah. We'll get them back out again. Once we're ready and able to take them on.
Oh, some big burly lasses up there. A few stocky youngers.
They were well fed.
Yes.
David Boone-esque.
Yeah. But there were also a couple of girls only 14 or 15.
Bernie was in the news the other day. Apparently there's an island in Tasmania named after some explorer from 300 years ago that no one remembers. But it starts with a B, and someone's in the Australian Parliament, forget who it was, an MP there somewhere, and he's accidentally referred to it as Boonie Island. Apparently they didn't get anything done for the next couple of hours because they were all rolling on the floor laughing.
Just going back to you saying that, Pusher, that there was 14-year-old girls in the team, do you think that was to do with those liquor licensing laws? They were enticing them along for the Bacardi breezes?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to encourage them to start when they're young.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So do you think we'll see them here again soon or not?
Well, we're going to do four women's 2020 teams this year at the 60s, so if that takes off, then we'll have to bring them back next year.
So who we got? We got the Pakistanis coming back. this year?
Our little friends from Japan.
Yes, of course.
And Hong Kong and Singapore, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and the local girls as well?
They don't not feel so up to it.
No. So, they're still in camp.
The girls will need plenty of volunteers to look after them.
No, well, we'll have to...
That's 50 little girls to look after for someone.
Oh, well, you'll put your hand up, won't you, mate? Teddy?
Put my hand up. Yeah, I'll get it.
Well, it's good. I think, interesting cast tonight. There's plenty to take in there. Of course, it's all written down somewhere on the website, bashercc.org. I don't know where Kaysen's gone. Babysitting tonight. I've got to do this. You already listened to the broadcast, so you've probably already gone along to the iTunes store or found it on the website there. What else does he normally say?
I don't know, bashercc.org, get it on iTunes, break. That's about it.
Broadcast at bashercc.org for your email complaints.
Yeah, that don't get read or answered, but feel free to write them anyway.
There you go. All right, mate, so following at the death.
Following at the death. Finish it always with a limerick. This week it is obviously for the pusher, and it goes, "There once was a basher called Ainsley. Now he's left Kibberbelly, he's pain-free. The Scottish kilt-wearing bloke and a pusher of note. He's been spotted around town pushing coke."
Yeah,
see, right. I could do with a coat right now. Somebody get me one of these. Food goes better with.
Yeah, this one?
Fun goes better with.
Yeah. Classic.
You go better with, or we go better with toast. The real life one puts extra fun in you and everything you do.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. That was very great.